Not after what he did to me. He accused Raike. He let Raike take the fall for me. They all just let him be beaten at my feet and then torn away from me. I don't even know if he's alive. He was so bloody. Everything was bloody that night. My attention slides to the golden crown resting on my vanity tabletop. It's his. Everything in this fucking room is his. It's Nathiel's crown, the same one I killed him with. And they've shined it up like new and passed it down to me, the future ruler of the Kingdom of Roses. I've studied the detailed crown enough to know there's a speck of blood they missed in the central opal gemstone. It's hardly noticeable, but I notice. I notice it all the time. My thumb brushes over his dried blood. I caress the cold metal and memories whisper through my mind. My gaze slides over the white walls to the balcony doors, and I swear I can feel the cold breeze that flitted through this room that deadly night. You did the right thing, Catherine says gently. I hate how supportive she's been lately. She's been careful with me, like she knows I can be set off now and not pause for an instant to let her take control. My body is mine. Mostly. And I won't be fucking changing the appearance of it for my father. I lift the crown and maneuver it over my ugly, flowery horns. The gold metal, the smooth gemstones, the sparkling flowers. It's a fucking atrocious mess atop my long silver hair. I'm ready, I say with a small lift of my chin.
Yeah, you know he's never letting you out of this room with your horns, Ari,
Crave says. Yeah, and I don't give a fuck. I stride from my velvet seat and meet him head on. He doesn't cower before me. His lithe frame towers over me, even with my horns, and my stomach dips from the way he gazes at me. The longing in his dark eyes is hard to look at. It's even harder to keep an impassive fuck you glare in place, but I wear it well. Move, I growl, with as much hatred as I can find within myself. It's misplaced. I know it is. My anger with him is this constant thing that my father puts between us. If my father didn't own Crave, I'd love him.